in a world.
There he is.
Here I am.
Again.
On the road again.
Going places.
Here I go
that
again on my own.
That I've never been.
I think we're singing two songs, but I like them both.
Yeah, no issues.
What's
up with you, man?
I'm just living the dream, bro.
As you should.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. I am loving hearing from all of our listeners and giving us praise and talking about how exciting they are. And it's been, man, this voyage with you has been a fun one, bro.
Hey, man, we're learning, we're growing.
Yeah.
And today, we actually, those listeners, we're gonna do our first listener request.
The listener's today. Request.
Yeah. Today we're gonna talk about vacations.
Oh man.
It's crazy to think about it, but vacations are stressing people.
I was just gonna say, you know, I think most people should go, vacation. But vacation, I'm like, oh man, oh boy, here we go.
Oh boy.
Stresses me out a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, in the first place, it starts with your work culture.
Right.
What type of culture are you in? Are you at a mom and pop shop?
Mm-hmm.
Do you work at an international company?
Right.
Because if you work for an international company, everybody across the pond, bro, they'll take a month and a half off.
Month and a half minimum.
They'll take a month and a half off and they'll be like, I will see you in mid-September.
Oh, August? No, we don't work in August, bro.
You don't work in August.
There
was a joke here. They'll be like, Americans will be like, oh, I just had a kidney transplant, but my laptop will be on. I'll be virtual.
Yeah.
So I think the first place is that remote work has kind of blurred the lines for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before, you know, cube time and it's like, I'm off of cube. But now remote work, you got a cell phone, you've got a laptop, you've got Teams.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I like to talk about is how often people work on airplanes. It shows you a lot about, listen, don't get it twisted. You want to crank out some work or you're behind.
There's a time and place.
Do it.
Yeah.
But as much as we work now, I believe, you know, sometimes that flight is your only downtime.
Mm-hmm.
Between family, pets,
yeah,
soccer, meetings, you get on there and the first thing you're doing is cranking that boy up. All work and no play will make Alexei a dull boy.
Those people are a little bit of a monster to me.
I make a joke now. I'll be like, hey, no, there's no work on this. There's no work in this aisle. You know,
this is the fun zone.
There's no work here. I'm like, you got to buy a beer. And they'd be like, I wish I could.
Wish harder because you can.
So what's your thoughts on that, man? The work, you know, sort of the work culture playing a role in it.
Yeah, I think it's very dynamic. I mean, I haven't had a cube. I haven't sat in a cube for almost a decade now. And, you know, half of me is like, oh, the company makes so much more money off of me time wise because I'm connected so much more. But then at the same time, it's like, you know, yeah, I'm not available every split second because I'm sitting there at my cube. So, you know, I don't think this is, you know, we're not talking about working remote, but vacations for me and working in general, I have learned to take the breaks where I can because I'm 120% when I'm connected. And my wife will have to, you know, she's like, hey, We're taking an actual vacation. Not a, no emails, no phone,
Which
no
is
Teams calls. And I'm like, okay.
good as long as that is your work environment. You know
Correct.
what I'm saying? Like, I think that that is the way everyone should be doing it
I agree. I agree.
because I'm saying I think you shouldn't work on the plane
I
unless you
agree with
have
that.
to.
I agree with that.
I seen a guy next to me taking a Teams call
Yeah.
on the plane. Like you can don't hear, don't shoot the messenger, Delta, but you can get on a Teams call on the plane. And I'm
Alaskans wouldn't
like,
let you anymore. I think they blocked it.
bro, eat you a gingerbread cookie and put it on ESPN for a second.
Exactly.
So I'm with you. As long as you can properly prepare and then set expectations with people, I think that's important. I don't think people have to know where you're going.
No, I agree with that.
You know, because you can one, I'm old school. Sometimes people want to count your pockets and different things. And I mean, it's just the environment. If you're going on a safari and you've been talking about it and you feel the need to share it, then that's up to you. Maybe you're gonna take a week off and just go to your cabin and put your feet up.
That's
You
next week.
have that right to do that.
Yeah, 100%.
Like you have that right to be like, I'm not gonna be in an area where I can take messages or respond to text or any of those things. But you have to, I think what you have to do is look at your role, what you contribute, make sure you set people up. Like if people are counting on you, like if you know, if you play the role in a process that it stops with you, then somebody is either going to have to pick that up or they're going to have to know that it ain't happening until I get back.
I agree. For me, there's different layers of it, right? So there's the stress. Taking time off is always stressful for me because just like you said, there's the scenario where, hey, this is low cash. I'm just going to go be working on some stuff. Hit me up. I'm available. If we need to chat, just, give me a call. So that's one thing because it's like, oh, I know I got a lot going on. This is probably not the most ideal moment, but I got to go get some stuff done. That's stressful. Then there's the in between, right? Where it's like, hey, we're going to, this is not some big blown out vacation, but I'm going to,
It's vacation though.
it's vacation,
Right.
but I got to get some stuff done. So leave me alone. And then there's the, and that's still stressful because it's like, oh, there's deliveries and or deliverables and all this stuff. And then there's the full blown, we're going out of the country, we're going to Iceland, we're going to Norway, we're going somewhere. And those are the best once you get there. But up until that, so stressful because
It's
it's like,
stressful.
where are we going to stay? Is this available? Do we need to get train tickets? What's the scenario? So, and okay, I won't have cell phone access. I'm not bringing a laptop. That's a whole different kind of stress. So, in general, vacations for me are just all stressful.
They are. I mean, they are. So I think the lines have been blurred, especially when you work with people that you like
Oh, for
and that
sure.
you support. You're like, hey, me, I will take a vacation, but I'm a peaker. I
Right.
will
Yes.
I'm not gonna leave without a laptop. And then I'm gonna snoop just so I can keep my blood pressure down
Right.
and
As
be
you.
like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And then if the world is tumbling down,
Right.
right, then you can interject. And then
Ex yep.
if you've got your work peeps that know what you're really doing, like, you could be on vacation but be taking care of a sick relative. We know what that's like. You know what I'm
We
saying?
know, we do know
We
what that's like.
know what that's like. So it's like, yeah, I need this from you. When you get a second, can you do it? And then it's cool.
Pick up
But
the
I think
phone,
you, yeah,
dial
I
them
think,
7 digits.
yeah, I think you raise a good point, because not only is taking vacation stressful, right? From a standpoint of your work culture, right? I view it easy. I view it like if I was doing manual labor, it would be much easier, because that means I'm not there. That means I'm not turning the wrench, on the drive shaft. I'm not putting the front bumper on the truck. And it's like, I'm gone. Somebody needs to pick up second shift for Chris. But when you're on a computer and you talk to people, and then you talk to international people, I know people who have awesome jobs and they live in Singapore, bro. And that means if you're in Singapore and you're working with an American company, like, you're up in the middle of the night
Always.
always. So be careful when somebody's like, we're going to promote you and you're going to run Singapore. Like, yeah, whoa,
Whoa.
right? You're going to be up, player. But you talked about it. It's expensive to vacay now, man. You just talked about that Iceland trip. That's expensive.
That was
Because,
such an
one,
amazing trip, though.
listen, man. You don't want to fly a long way and have your knees touching metal.
No.
Okay? You want to stay someplace. You want to have a nice view. You might want to stay in a couple of places. And then while you're there, you want to take in the sights.
Gotta get some good grub.
You got to get some good food.
Maybe a little
And then
Michelin
you
star.
might want to, you might want to get the special massage there, or the ice tank,
Oh,
or
yeah.
whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever it is that they have. I saw you giggling. I said special
I don't know
massage,
what you're
and you
talking about. The Blue
see, bro,
Lagoon.
you almost took stuff way off into the cornfields, but
But I
you didn't.
didn't.
So I think people aren't taking vacation as much, one, because of the stress of it, and then it's like, how much is that? I mean, dude, even if you decide you want to go to Epcot, your pockets are going to get spanked.
I think vacationing in the US is more expensive than vacationing anywhere else. Well, not anywhere else, but for the most part. Like, yeah, I mean, that's a kind of cool tangent. Here's the other thing. This is not a travel and leisure channel, but I have noticed
Fly the
that
friendly skies with us.
with us, like, for example, we went to Iceland, and this, I was reading about this the other day. I lose like 20 pounds when I go on vacation. And my theory has always been the food is way healthier. There's no preservatives and there's all this stuff. And I was reading an article that somebody said something similar. And then they're like, well, were you sitting by the beach while you were in Iceland? I'm like, no. They're like, yeah, you were probably going on hikes and tours. And I was like, yeah, I think I was.
But our food is different though, bro.
No,
And I don't
I
and
for
I
sure
don't
it is.
want I don't want I don't want big food coming after me like they did Oprah. But remember big cattle? They went after her. Like, what are you talking about? But our food is different, man. People, man, you go to Italy, you can eat bread all day.
And lose weight.
Bro, I can't even eat bread here.
No, it's
I
different.
can't. Like, it's whatever's in it, it is not sitting well. You know what I mean?
Even the Coke Light is different.
Coke Light.
Coke Light.
So yeah, it's expensive. So I think people are taking less. So we're on a good track here. So work culture. Then it's expensive
Ooh.
to go someplace. So I think what people start doing is staycations, like staycations, and then a little Friday here, a Monday there. Because I tell you what, man, a good 3-day weekend
Ooh, baby.
without, you know, without having to clean up a nuclear disaster area when you come back.
Yep.
I'm refreshed.
Completely.
I talk about this all the time, but I had a boss who they would whip my ass on the way out. I'd be like, hey, I'm going on vacation. And then they would be like, well, you have a ton of stuff to do before you go on vacation.
Or get this stuff done before you go.
So then as soon as you come back, it's like, hey, you back? First day. Let's have a 1 hour meeting and I'm gonna dump everything on you that you missed while you were gone. It made me not want to take vacation.
Yep.
And then that's why that's the term I invented back in the day, hiding in plain sight.
Yep.
Right. I'd be like, oh, I'm going to take my laptop. I'm going to book my calendar, but, you know, I'm going to be available, but I'm at the Dolphin Hotel.
I'll tell you what I'm saying. 90% of the stuff I do, I am just as damn good at it sitting on a chair with Wi-Fi and a laptop as I am sitting at my desk.
Might be better. Just because of the
fresh
just
air.
Just because of the fresh air, the stimuli around.
Right?
You know, try, oh, no, I'm fine. Thank you. Sir, can I get you some more wings, sir?
Naked.
With ranch on the side, please.
On the side.
So I think that then altered how I took vacations.
Totally.
So I just choose to be like, it's easier for me just to have fun with the fam, do what the fam is doing, spend time. Yeah, put the laptop away, go get in the pool, go do the stuff.
Right.
But then every now and then, go take a little peeky.
Peeky peek.
A little peekaboo. You know what I mean?
Yep. Completely agree. Yeah, I actually completely agree with you. I have found that I would rather take 5 3-day weekends than 1 5-day week.
Tell me more.
So, yeah, I mean, weekends have just gotten too damn short, right? Is it's like, gotta get it done. And then, you know, inevitably there's a million things to do. You know, something around the house needs to be fixed. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get this done during the week, so now I got to do it on the weekend. And so Saturday is doing all of that stuff. And then Sunday, you know, is kind of like, oh, I got to get ready for Monday. And so it's just not long enough. And so
that's where them Sunday scaries come in, man.
Yeah.
I used to be, I'm over it now, but maybe 10 years ago, bro, don't ask me to do anything on Sunday because
I know
I'm turning into a monk.
I need to get back there
to prepare for Monday.
Show me the ways.
I mean, what do you mean? So are you saying you're having Sunday scaries now or what are you saying?
I've inevitably, just because of everything I've got going on in my life, I don't have a whole lot of downtime anymore, right? It's like I got these balls to juggle over here and juggling those balls, and then
when you get off of work, Sarah puts a hoe on you and you're like an ox. Just
Ka-da! Let's go. Just put a whip. Week.
Yeah, that's you. You got like a yoke on you.
Okay.
But go ahead.
So, yeah, I mean, that's where it's just like one extra day in there, you know, where we go, maybe we go out for a drive and take the ferries over to, you know, to Olympic Peninsula, or maybe we go out to Spokane, or maybe we drive down to Portland. And it's just enough of a shift where my brain is like, hey, this is relaxing. This is nice.
Yeah. So, you got to book some vacation into your weekend. At least an hour, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a workout or a solo walk with the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta do that because that it makes for a much better Monday when you're like, okay, it's Monday.
Yeah.
But like you said, it'll be 12 o'clock Sunday night. Fast.
Fast, fast.
Fast, fast. And you're like, oh, Oh, I'm behind.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about this before. Ideally, you know, when you aren't turned up to 11, you ease into Mondays and you ease out of Fridays. And so then you've got Saturday and Sunday belong to you. But obviously, you know, there's certain times of the year, and now is that one, right? Where it's like
It's
everybody's about to be gone for the holidays.
and they
And
starting to panic already. It's like
so
it's
it's
gonna be
like, ooh, ooh,
Halloween.
ooh, ooh.
Halloween's here.
Yeah.
And not to mention it's affecting you when you go out. You know, I'm going to, it's not even Halloween yet, bro, and they got Christmas stuff at Home
Oh
Depot.
no.
Stop it.
No, don't. No, don't. That
Stop
just
it.
stresses me out.
Yeah. So I think, you know, that's part of it too. Is burnout. Like, so people are burnt out. And it's this weird phenomenon. It's like you're burnt out, but then you're afraid to take the time off because you feel like now that pile of crap is going to be even bigger when you get back.
And stinkier, yes.
And so you don't take the time off. How crazy is that?
It's yeah. I mean, are you working to live or are you living to work?
We talk, I mean, this is sort of the genesis of our podcast, but it's like we're in a whole new world post-pandemic, bro, and I don't
In a
mind saying
world.
it. In a world, I don't mind saying it. We're different.
Yes.
We're different. We are highly stressed. Our children are stressed. You got a Gen Z kid, they're stressed, bro.
Stressed.
Stressed. So they need time as well. But it's a note on job insecurity, and I just no burnout. I'm going to read this verbatim. Ironically, while people may feel overwhelmed and in a need of a break, the fear of falling behind or being perceived as less committed can lead them to forego vacations altogether, resulting in accumulated stress and burnout. Bro, that is a vicious cycle. Oh man, I'm tired as hell. But you know what? I don't want to look like I'm tired as hell and then come back and be tired as hell. So I'll just keep trudging.
Curmudgeonish.
That's bad, bro.
It's not a way to live.
And so I see a lot of people who fight it. I see some people who do it very well, right? Like, I'm gone. I won't be here. See you when I get back. Let me ask you this. Are you into out of office messages or no?
Not at all.
Not at all, right? Because I feel like there's an attraction to you when, oh, you're gone. And then now it's this fixation.
They want what they can't got.
When are you coming back? And this is an emergency. And oh my God, you know, what are we gonna do? You know, so I'd rather keep the attention away from me versus having an out of office. But some people are like, they can't sleep like that.
Exactly.
You know, that's why I'm just a peaker. And then I'll have a problem telling you, like, I'm kind of in and out. I'm at a kids tournament. If I can help you, I can, but not.
Helps you know what you're walking back into.
Yeah, but I think because of all of this, we're taking less and less vacation. People are afraid. And you know, truth be told, there are a lot of people who, we're back to pandemic talk, and it's real though.
It's
There are a
real.
lot of people who still aren't into traveling. Like they'll never go back. And I'm gonna tell you, my community is one of them.
Oh yeah.
That I mean, well, you know, a lot people died all around the world. Let's not get it twisted. But something about this, what it did to Black folks, and you and I see some people too. You'd be like, "Hey, you see old girl? Was she wearing that mask?" Like, yes. You know what I'm saying? I got a friend at Whole Foods, man. I'm like, is there something I'm missing? Is there something going? You know, I like to stay on top. Is this something that I'm missing? She was like, honey. No, I'm around too many people. And once we put these masks on, I ain't never taking them off.
I don't have a problem with that. I get that. I mean, it doesn't bother me. I feel bad that they are living in that fear or that oppression. But, you know, and maybe that's like their new whoopee, right? That's like they're like, this makes me confident.
If
this
you,
is my...
if you feel good, look, I've been a, and I mean to cut you off, I've been a hand sanitizer freak.
Oh, I know.
Since it came out.
I'm aware.
Hey, you don't be seeing me. You know, you might have caught me one time sick out of all them years. You know what I'm saying?
I remember when too.
Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? But yep. other than that, you know, so some of my listeners, they used to be on me. I'm like, man, you know, we are in the nastiest of nastiest hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Shaking, grabbing pins.
All day long.
That's what I tell people. You know, the most dangerous thing in any hospital is that pin that you sign in with.
Yep.
Do not touch that pin, people.
Mm-mm.
You're welcome for that advice.
Right? That could change your life.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people are like, I don't want to get on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go. You know, I got some relatives. They don't even want to go to restaurants.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, you know, so I'm like, oh. So imagine you're in that situation and, you know, you've got a marketing job.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's like, hey, I need you to go to a trade show. That trade show is going to work you to the bone.
I've been to too many of those.
you're going to come back from that joint stressed because you like, one, and I just want to be clear. I'm not mask bashing. I'm just Mm-mm. stating like there are people who don't want to be around a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so that might change into a staycation where staycations can be good, bro. But guess what else? Everything that's going on in your house stresses you.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, I got to get that fixed. And the mm-hmm. bills are coming. You know, in your situation, you know, you got a bear wrestling trash cans. You know, yep. So the normal stresses of that, and it's not connected to, my wife and I like to call it the white sheets. It's nothing like going someplace and getting in those white sheets.
True.
You know, and it's like, these white sheets, and got me a little ginger ale, and turn on, what channels do they have here? It's like, you come down.
Room service.
That's the other thing.
Would you like a refill on that drink, sir?
That's the other thing too. Room service is crazy. How can you be in a hotel? Somebody's half naked, and you allow someone to come in your. You allow somebody.
Give me the food.
Oh yeah. Come on in. I brought you the fries, sir, and. And the wingdings, you're like, oh, yeah. And then, you know, somebody's in the bed, like, with no clothes on. How do you, you're like, come on.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, man, nothing like a burger in the sheets.
Oh, man, a Hasselhoff burger, as I like to call it. Like, oops, I spilled ketchup and mustard on these sheets.
Oh, no, who cares? They're not mine.
But that just, you got to take vacation.
Yep.
However it looks, you know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. you got to do it because the burnout is real. It's going to come back to bite you if you're not taking time for yourself. You know, we talked about it briefly earlier today. You know, even you got to like you just can't plow the fields the entire time on your weekend.
Mm.
You got to give yourself an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give yourself time. If you're a traveler, give yourself some time just to be like, see what's going on in the world.
Right.
I got some friends and family that are like, and again, I'm not Captain News. I'm not like, oh, I got to watch the news. But I'm like, how do you not know what's going on in the world?
I don't get it.
And sometimes it's like refreshing.
Mm.
And then sometimes I'm like, wait a minute. You don't know that that's happening.
Right.
And I know, you know, I don't live in California, but I know if there's a fire.
Yep.
You know, I know if there's a snowstorm hitting the Midwest, So I think, we really have to get back to taking time for ourselves.
Got it.
You have to look at what type of environment you're in, and you got to, if you get the time, you can use it. If you have the time, use it. Use it and then set yourself up for success, and you got to do what works for you. But I've been seeing more people. I've seen people who have been afraid to put their foot down, say, I'm not going to be available. And they come back fresh.
Especially if you live in one of those states, where one, your company has no rollover vacation, right? And two, you live in a state where it's not, they don't have to pay you for it. You're throwing
Yeah.
away, you're giving away
You
money.
take that time. California's like that, right?
Yeah, but then there are certain companies that now they're like, whoa, we're not going to pay you for this, so we'll just give you a bad review if you don't take your vacation because you mismanaged your time.
You didn't take the time off, and you're costing us money.
Exactly. We don't like that.
Yeah. And the last piece I would just say is, technology is our friend, but we don't want to make it our enemy. Because
Exactly.
we can stay. I mean, think about it. You've got work friends. I've got work friends that are on vacation and they still text me.
Yep.
You know?
But you're a special guy, Chris.
I'm glad you recognize that.
I might be one of those guys.
You are.
I
But
know, I know.
one of those deals. It's like, okay, technology, and for everybody, it's tough because you want to be like, hey, you having a good time? Did you happen to look at your email? Yeah. And
Did you
so
see that note that just came in?
yeah, so I think it's not only our job to stand firm, but it's also our job to protect those around us as well. And we have to use, discretion.
Totally
It's
agree.
like, yeah, this okay, this dude hit me up. He's showing me pictures of him hiking. Don't start asking him about, this on fire email that he's
Nobody.
connected to. You got to show restraint. You
Yep.
have to. And I think that pays it forward. What's your thoughts?
It's not that black and white for me, but I agree with the philosophy that you're saying. If I can read through between the lines and be like, hey, this is a storm brewing, and I'll set it up. I'll be like, hey, bro, I know you're about to climb Everest
Oh,
and
for
this is
sure.
amazing,
Don't. Yeah.
but you might want to just take a quick look at that email.
Don't. Yeah. I'm 100% in agreement. Don't let the shed burn down over that. And so, yeah, you have to kind of draw the line on what's
Yeah, you have to know.
required. Yeah, it's like, bro, I don't want, because that can ruin your trip too. Having a great trip and then coming back and you got to shovel 10, 10 gallons of shit.
Nope, nobody wants to do that.
No. But I think you have to spend time with your family. You have to do what makes you feel better. It's that old term. You gotta bring the horses in. You gotta water them. You gotta clean them up. You know what I'm saying? And you gotta give them a break. And you have to do that for yourself, because if you don't, you're gonna be a cranky SOB on the gig. You can be cloudy.
Can't put the horses away wet. Don't put yourself away wet, bro.
Yeah, your judgment isn't going to be right. So even if you're getting those small ones, a Friday here, a Monday there, take a Friday and just go shopping. Go to the mall. Go hang around your favorite store in the mall, Spencer's.
I was going to say Gucci, but yeah. Going to the back of Spencer's.
Spencer's and Gucci.
I'm happy in both of those places,
that's
bro.
That's a hell of a mix, man.
Find me a mall where those both are in the same mall, and I have question marks.
So great discussion. Any final thoughts from you on vacation?
I want to know where all of these people, the only thought that I have is my airport is definitely, Seattle airport is the most packed I've ever seen it. Like, yeah, COVID's over. Mm-hmm. I get that. Mm-hmm. But I've never in my life seen the Seattle airport as busy as it's been this year. Mm-hmm. I don't think it ever has been this busy. And, so people are going somewhere. I just want to know, are they going somewhere for fun, or are they going somewhere, you know, to trade the local shackles for the meeting shackles somewhere else?
Look at them backpacks and look at them briefcases. It'll That's tell you everything.
Do. That's what you do.
You look at those backpacks and briefcases. For me, I think we're struggling through it. I think we talked about a bunch of things that play a role, like fear, right? Again, like, oh, sometimes people just don't want to come back to a pile of paperwork.
No.
So they'll choose not to go. Or, you know, people will go and do the opposite, spend more time taking calls.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's a fine balance. I think you have to do little things for yourself throughout the week. It doesn't have to be a 2-week vacation to Vienna, but right. if you can do it. But that's how I get away with it, is if I'm on a plane and it's not urgent, I'm not messing with it. I'm taking my little bit of time. I'm taking my vacay. And then when it's time for vacay, set yourself up for success so you can go away. It's just, to me, it's like having somebody come watch your children.
Yes.
Right. You're like, this one can't have chocolate. This one has got to go to bed. This one's got working on a project. This one has to play their piano. So you almost set it up so you can get away without getting a phone call.
Totally agree.
You know, and I just think we really need to focus on that, and vacation, however it looks, should be a priority.
Yes.
And then that will make you, it'll make you a better performer in whatever you do.
Yeah.
Cause you're fresh.
Yeah. And here's a travel tip in the interest of staying fresh. And this applies whether you're going to Hawaii or whether you're going to Dallas for a work meeting. If you don't have to go straight from the airplane to the office or to a meeting, you should be traveling like you're on vacation. You should be in cozy, you know, get your, what are those, Vuori pants or your Lululemon pants and a nice cozy hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
And this, it'll change your life because one, you're cozy. You're not going to be in the work mood. Right. So you're going to be relaxing in your seat. Two, people aren't going to be bugging you thinking like, oh, what's this guy? He's some big wig. They're going to leave you alone. And three, you're just going to be so much more comfortable.
Bro, I always laugh when I see people getting all fully suited, tie, coffee, Wall Street Journal. Can you take my coat? And I'm like, yeah, if I'm not going directly to a meeting, I got on a tracksuit, bro.
That's right.
Comfort.
You got the Gucci tracksuit?
Oh, my gosh.
All right, man. It's time, right?
It's time.
This or that. All right. Okay. So, would you rather have would you rather get 10 grand or would you rather give somebody else 100 grand? Not your money, but like there's a 10 grand and 100 grand. You can keep 10 grand for yourself or you can give somebody else 100 grand.
Mm. I'd probably give someone $100,000 that would now somehow loop me back into the mix.
Yeah.
And I think giving somebody $100,000
life changing
is transformational.
Yeah.
And so it's all about the right person. You give them that and you say, hey, pull me into this.
Mm-hmm.
I can help you. And let's get this thing cracking.
Yeah.
$10,000. You can blow through $10,000 in a weekend, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, it's not an insignificant amount of money. And I'm not trying to make it out.
I mean, I'll take $10,000. But
I'll take $10,000. But the feeling and impact and well, internal dialogue that I will get from giving somebody $100,000, way bigger. Every once in a while, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Every once in a while, I'll tip in that same vein. We went to a Waffle House and...
Bro, you love you some waffles.
Dude, I actually side talk. Up here in the PNW, I love some Waffle House. The nearest Waffle House to my house is a Waffle House I've been to at least 100 times. It's right by my parents' house in Fort Collins. I didn't know that until the other day. Anyway, every once in a while, you know, and this is in the same scenario of $10,000, $100,000. I was hanging out and I heard this lady talking to one of her coworkers, and she's just like, oh man, I got to pick up this co-walker. Same thing. And she, you know, she was not whining or bitching or moaning, but she was talking about how life had kind of done her dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was, you know, and I think breakfast was like $17. Another reason I love Waffle House. And so I walked over and I handed her $2.20s and I'm like, hey, this is for you. There's a tip on there because I know you have to split your tips, but please keep this one for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And she just started crying. And I'm not saying that for any other reason, but if you are capable of impacting people's lives in a positive way, give it a try.
Mm-hmm. Well said, man. I've learned the beauty of being able to give as if you're receiving.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, when you can give to somebody and feel like you're getting the gift, it's incredible.
It's a magical place.
It's a magical place in terms of how you feel. And you're around me. You see that sometimes.
Dude. I've been the beneficiary of that.
Yeah, it's just like, if you can put your face on the person, and you're like, this is me. And then I believe that that creates and opens up this world for you that is just abundant.
I agree. There are a million things in my life that I look at or experience or remember and remind me of you and your generosity all the time. So imagine being able to do that for other people as well.
Mm. You changed that. That $20 might have turned into 20,000 just because of the inertia that gives people. Because sometimes people are, on their knuckles, so to speak.
That's right.
And they're just and they're like, "Woe is me," and the universe has me down bad. And sometimes people think they can't catch a break. And when you catch that person, and you, man, that's the world.
Yep.
You know, you don't know what type of cliff that person was on.
Never know, bro.
So look at that. Your love of waffles changed somebody's life, bro. Bravo.
I need Waffle House so bad right now.
Well, as always, man, I appreciate you, bro.
Appreciate you, my guy.
Great show, man. Peace.
Peace.